Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I guess I could say from Forbes magazine,
Sports,
Aaron.
Yes.
Forbes Sports, the legendary, the amazing Kevin Cootey, most versatile reporter in this town. Hi, Kev.
Hi, Angelo.
All right, let's start with the baseball. I think Gabe wanted that win last night. He kind of managed it like the World Series, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. I mean, when you know, Velasquez didn't have it. He goes and manages the bullpen well. And, you know, obviously Wilson Ramos just huge for them last night. That was a game they really needed. It was getting to a critical point with them, you know, where you could see a free fall coming.
Yeah.
And the manager played it like that and put the brakes on and arguably gave them one of their better wins of the season.
Oh, without a doubt. And he yanks the pitcher quick because the pitcher's not getting it done. Uses Neris, who used to be the closer. He's got him in the third inning. That's saying something right there, right, Kev?
Yeah, and he's throwing him into a high leverage spot there. Yep. in the third inning where, to be honest, if Neris doesn't get out and get through that, you know, then suddenly they're really toast at that point because you're not coming back. They're not a team, Angelo, that's built to come back from enormous deficits.
Right.
Yeah, to keep it where it was at 3-0, I thought it was a big deal.
Kev, I thought 3-0 was insurmountable.
You thought it was over.
Yeah, I did. Based on the way they haven't been hitting, I went, okay,
well,
this is done.
The good thing, and I'm not trying to take anything away, but the good thing is the Phillies have not had to face the really best pitchers that the Red Sox have, which is Chris Sale, David Price. They have pitchers better than the ones we have seen. Thank God.
Yeah.
All right, because 3-0 in a lot of games with the Red Sox is enough. They don't even need any more than that. But here's the thing I'm a little bit concerned about, Kev. You tell me how concerned I should be. Top six guys in the lineup, which were the real productive spots in the lineup, 3 of the 6 are rentals. 3 of the 6 are guys they just got. They got Bohr, they got Cabrera, and they got Wilson Ramos. Those were 3 of the 6 guys. Is that the rebuilding plan we were thinking about? That's a little outside of the normal rebuilding plan, isn't it?
Well, yeah. If you want to look at it, that is a little disturbing that it's not the guys that you have counted on to be part of your nucleus going forward. That being said, you know, Justin Bohr, they have for control for 2 more years. If they want to move Carlos Santana, Justin Bohr could, in theory, be, their answer at first base. You know, Wilson Ramos, I would think about keeping around.
Me too.
I say that, you know, because of the fact that he's a veteran with a young pitching staff. And to be honest, Jorge Alfaro and Andrew Knapp have not proven that they can be catchers for teams that can go deep, you know, with real aspirations of contention.
Yep.
Alfaro just does not make enough contact at this point. So if you look at this, you know, I give Matt Klentak credit in this sense. He plugged holes that he needed to plug at the deadline. It wasn't necessarily the glamorous moves, but the moves that he made were ones that at least fundamentally had sound logic behind them. Now, the question is, what does he do going forward? And that's a good question. I think that it wouldn't surprise me if you see Bohr and Ramos here next year.
All right. Now, in an effort to balance the little tribute you just gave to Matt Klentak, all right, I'm just trying to be fair, Kev. What he did to Zach Eflin, Hollis hates it. I didn't like it, though. Eflin will pitch today. He found a technicality to get Eflin down to the minors for 10 days, but he can pitch because it's a doubleheader today. You can add a person to the roster. But the kid's losing $20,000, right? Did you agree with their decision to do that to Eflin?
They're not the only ones who have done this. So, in a way, I don't blame them for trying to get away on a technicality.
Yeah.
Is it great business? Probably not. I mean, no. I don't think anybody. If you're wrestling $20,000 out of a kid's bank account, yeah, he has a right to be mad. I think that honestly is something that if I'm Major League Baseball and the Players Association, yeah, they're going to be starting CBA talks here soon. I would imagine that's a loophole that has to be cleared because, to be honest, it's not fair that you could basically have an extra person on your roster the entire time and you just have this little shell game because you have a doubleheader coming up that, okay, you can use him as the 26th man and bring him up. Nah, that's really nonsense. But, you know, do I blame Klentak for using a flaw in the rule? No, except for the fact that it's probably not good business.
What did you want to say about that?
I was just going to say the main thing is, one, is not good business, and for him to say that it doesn't mean that much and where you're coming from is you don't have that. It's not like you have just money to blow like that.
He's not rich,
and then on top of that, you're trying to build yourself. And I'm sure it was other people that they could have sent down that they wouldn't have this technicality. And put it like this: if I'm on the outside looking in, this is not a place that I would look to come to unless I just got. I'm holding all the cards and I'm running everything because if they get the cards, it shows that they're not to be trusted. Put it that way.
Yeah. They're going to come get them later, Kev. They're going to squeeze them later for every nickel they can get out of them.
Well, and this is the thing. Like, if you want to make the argument that the move should have been that they sent Scott Kingery down.
Yes, that was my argument yesterday with the skipper.
That is the move, like, illogically they should have made.
Thank you.
Exactly.
But I can understand where the loophole comes in. And that's something, Hollis, and you've been around this with the NFL. You know, I think that that's something in a CBA, that'll be something that gets addressed because it's not just the Phillies problem.
Right.
The Braves have done it. The Yankees have done it. This is going on that I think you're going to see something probably get brought up when CBA talks begin in about a year or so.
All right. I need a quick answer to this, Kev, because I want to do some football, too. You're the only guy that can do it all. All right, Kev. Did you see what happened the first pitch in the game with Miami and Atlanta last night?
Yeah, I saw it.
What did you think of Urena throwing the ball and hitting Acuna right in the elbow?
You know, when a guy is as hot.
No.
As Acuna it has been, you almost have to expect that it's going to happen to try
Why?
To knock a guy off the plate.
Why?
It's just the way that baseball play.
He hasn't shown up anyone. I don't even like that. I think it's stupid. This guy is just being a great player. He hasn't shown up anyone. There's no correlation to old school baseball in this case because he didn't bring it upon himself according to baseball's archaic rules.
I agree with that he's not showing anybody up, but it's a matter of getting a guy uncomfortable in the box. When a guy's just dug himself in a little too close to the plate to try to knock him off his spot. When a guy is on his spot, that there's this idea that a pitcher has to come in to at least push him off the plate and just get himself in an area where he doesn't feel right. Do I think it's right? No. And I think somebody's going to eventually get seriously hurt from this.
Yep.
But you almost had a feeling that something like this was going to happen. And it's just
And that's what's
team...
wrong with baseball. If people were expecting that, yep. the
You're
commissioner...
You're a Neanderthal, Kevin. That's what she's saying. You're a Neanderthal.
I mean that
Let
in
me
the
move.
Nicest
I gotta
way,
get
Kevin.
Some football
My
in,
wife says
we...
that all the time.
Well, she's right. Well, I got to get a little football in here. The Eagles are in New England tonight. Anything meaningful here because it is the team they knocked off for the Super Bowl? Is there anything going on there, a little something somewhere?
No.
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 How about just a handshake, Brady and Foles? Can I get that tonight?
You may get a handshake, but does that really matter in the grand scheme of things? No. I mean, you got people putting billboards up there. You got...
Yeah.
I think the only thing that's strange is, would Tom Brady have been playing any amount of series if it wasn't the Eagles?
Yeah, that's a great question.
Because it's not exactly the Patriots style that they run Tom Brady out there two or three times during the preseason.
He never plays
41.
The first game. I think he generally plays the second.
Kevin's right. He decides, right? It's not Belichick, right, Kev? He's telling Belichick when he's playing.
Well, as much as anybody ever tells Belichick what to do,
right.
Yeah, I think Tom is pretty much telling him, yeah, you know, I would like to have a couple extra series, and especially against a defense that, quite frankly, he felt very comfortable with in the Super Bowl. So maybe that's the reason Brady wants to play this much. But you know what? I read almost nothing in any of these games coming up because, you know, look, what are you going to read about the Eagles? There's nothing you can read about the Eagles tonight that's going to matter. And there's nothing really even next week about the Eagles that you're going to read that's going to matter.
Now, there is one thing, Kev, there's one thing, and that you just said it. Just stay healthy.
Yeah.
Don't get hurt.
Exactly.
Just if somebody gets hurt, we're going to read about it. Otherwise, we're just going to wait three weeks from tonight right here. That's when it starts. Kevin Cootey is not a man. He's a god and a Neanderthal. Check him out at Forbes Magazine. Pleasure as always, Kev. Thanks, pal.
Thanks, Angela.
All right, Kevin Cootey with...
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.